Random House Audio presents Iron Curtain, The Crushing of Eastern Europe, 1944 to 1956, by Anne Applebaum. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. This book is dedicated to those Eastern Europeans who refuse to live within a lie. The loss of freedom, tyranny, abuse, hunger would all have been easier to bear if not for the compulsion to call them freedom, justice, the good of the people. Lies, by their very nature partial and ephemeral, are revealed as lies when confronted with languages striving for truth. But here all the means of disclosure had been permanently confiscated by the police. Alexander Watt, My Century. Individuals need not believe all these mystifications, but they must behave as though they did, or they must at least tolerate them in silence, or get along well with those who work with them. For this reason, however, they must live within a lie. Václav Havel, The Power of the Powerless. Introduction. From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe: Warsaw, Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Budapest, Belgrade, Bucharest, and Sofia. All the